The South Dakota Supreme Court has upheld the 2007 conviction of an inmate convicted of murdering his wife in Pierre in February 2006. Brad Reyes says his trial lawyer should have called forensic experts to bolster his claim that his adolescent daughter committed the murder, but the high court says Reyes' lawyer used solid strategy. At trial, the prosecutor argued that Brad Rea repeatedly stabbed his wife, Tammy, in their Pierre home, rolled her up in a tarp, stabbed her 16 more times through the tarp, and dumped her body near the Oahe Dam. At trial, Rea contended that his daughter, 12 years old at the time, was sleepwalking and stabbed her mother to death. And Rea said it was to protect his daughter that he hid the body, cleaned up the crime scene, and enlisted his twin brother to help destroy evidence. Rea was represented at trial in January 2007 by Rapid City attorney Timothy Wrench. At oral arguments in August this year, Rea was represented by peer attorney Robert Conrad, who bore the burden of convincing justices that Wrench should have hired experts to examine physical evidence. He refers to an untested mark on the victim's body that an investigator and a pathologist both said could have been a bite mark or could have been something else.
It was just left as a hypothetical. And Mr. Wrench's trial strategy was to leave it in the form of a hypothetical or a what if rather than getting an expert.
Conrad argues a catch-22. In order to show that Wrench's representation was ineffective, Rea has to make a strong case that he might have been acquitted if he'd had experts. But without knowing how those experts would have testified, Rea can't assert that's true. Assistant Attorney General Paul Sweetland tells justices in August that Wrench's trial strategy made sense.
Mr. Wrench had strategically sound reasons for not wanting to subject what were pretty much half-baked forensic theories already to greater scrutiny from the state.
In the opinion, justices agree that calling experts could have worked against the defendant by eliminating the child as a suspect and making an even stronger case against Rea. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.